word on Today FM.
It's time for us to talk about online shopping on Tech Thursday. First of all, Andy O'Donoghue, welcome along. How are you getting on?
I'm good, thank you, Will.
It's good to have you in studio as well. Amazon, of course, has become the one-stop shop in many ways for a lot of things, whether that be shopping, streaming. We're talking about Spotify earlier. They've got the alternative when it comes to audiobooks, smart home tech they've moved into as well. It's seen as convenient, Andy, but not always the best option. I think a lot of people have probably moved away from Amazon. We were saying during the ad break, for me, less it being a political side when it comes to Jeff Bezos or maybe some of the practices of the company, it was Brexit that moved me away from Amazon first, because the first time I got hit with customs coming from the UK, didn't even realise it was coming from the UK originally. I don't think I've shopped with them since.
And that, I think you're not alone in that, Will, and that's exactly what happened when the when that sort of transition period was over, and all of a sudden people's Amazon packages didn't arrive and they got a bill from the post office saying you need to pay customs duty and VAT, etc. And so it made purchases more expensive. And of course, for people who have Amazon Prime, where you get quick delivery, it also delayed delivery. So you think, well, why do I have Prime? So I think you're right. I think probably the reason, and people will, you know, cite, I suppose, Jeff Bezos's political views, his opinion, his opinion on the opinion piece in the Washington Post. All of that may make people think, oh, I don't know about Amazon, but what matters is your pocket, and if you're paying more for stuff you used to buy on Amazon, people are looking for alternatives.
And even some of the alternatives that were probably there, like Parcel Motel, kind of went out the window as part of Brexit as well. I remember there's once upon a time there were things you couldn't order outside the UK. I think batteries were something that couldn't come over the border at one point. You send it to the Parcel Motel and you go and collect it somewhere.
Yeah.
That's now out the window too.
It is. So things have changed very much. Now, Amazon, of course, have opened a location in Ireland, a warehouse that people will see on the way into Dublin. And it's enormous. And part of that is, whilst we don't have an Amazon.ie domain active yet, we still shop at Amazon.co.uk. Your goods that you order may come from Dublin or may originate there, but will certainly, people are certainly starting to shop at Amazon.es, the Spanish website, and also the German website, because you buy in euros and there's no custom or VAT charges.
That's it. Johnny on the WhatsApp with the exact same point. I'm ordering through Amazon.de at the moment. I have no problems, and I ordered from a German site during the week as well. I felt bad about the distance that something is travelling. I bought a small extender, which I was telling you with Andy before we came on. It was whatever, 12 quid I think, and I felt really bad when I got the DHL notice saying it was coming from Stuttgart in Germany.
One thing to note that I did try when I was looking at Amazon Spain recently, and I bought a couple of items from them, and there's an advertisement for the 30-day free Prime subscription, and I thought, well, hang on a minute, that makes sense, because I've got Prime, I can cancel my Amazon UK one and just have the Spanish one.
Yeah.
I tried it and it wouldn't sign me up, my credit card wouldn't process, probably because of
location.
The country of location.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's not an option.
So if we're looking at alternatives, let's have a look at shopping first of all, because I would say for the vast majority of our listeners at the moment, it's probably, if they went into other parts of Amazon, it's probably where they started. So the ones that you want to have a look at, tell me about eBay Plus first of all, because eBay, I heard being advertised in the podcast the other day, and it was the first time I'd heard an ad for eBay in many a year. I kind of felt that it had been lost in time.
It's interesting, and you're right. eBay sort of, the shine went away from eBay, having had a tremendous start in Ireland and, of course, having European location here. eBay did great, then kind of lost its luster in a sense. And eBay is now, though, beginning to make headway again. And PayPal, of course, an associated company, have begun to do really well. And eBay is now becoming popular again for people who are buying both secondhand items and for new items. One of the things that I would like to see, I'm not sure what eBay's plan is for eBay Plus, but it is one of these subscription delivery services. It operates very successfully, I believe, in Australia and in Germany, and you get free express shipping, exclusive deals, and returns. And returns is something worth considering because clothing retailers and Amazon have made returns a little bit more difficult to do because, of course, people used to overorder. They'd order two sizes and you'd ship the second one back for free. So eBay, I suspect, will begin to have a better sort of presence or a more prominent presence in the Irish market. The other one that I would mention, of course, which is incredibly popular, and you hear not that much about it except see their online ads, is AliExpress.
You try and move on Instagram without seeing one.
AliExpress is remarkable. It's owned by Alibaba. They've been in business for about 15 years. I've had numerous people say to me, oh, is that all a scam, AliExpress? Can I trust them? It is absolutely legitimate. It's owned by Alibaba, one of the biggest e-commerce companies in the world. Why is it good? Because the price of the goods you buy tends to be significantly lower than what you will find in Ireland or other European countries. And, okay, it gets shipped from China. And you may have customs to pay, of course, if you go over the revenue limit. But that's quite generous. I think €150 before customs charges become an issue. So they get shipped. The one problem is delivery time. So you need to reckon on about 20 days delivery for a shipment that you buy on AliExpress. So you're not going to get a Valentine's present on the 12th of Feb. You're not going to get Christmas on, you know, a few days before. But if you're planning to buy something, AliExpress is worth looking at.
The trade-off is time versus cost here, realistically.
It is. And, you know, you have that direct-to-consumer marketplace and longer shipping times, but incredibly cost-effective way of shopping.
Is the quality of product coming from there good? Because the concern that people have, I think, is exactly what you said. Maybe they're thinking about maybe bundling Temu in with AliExpress and so on, is that this could be reshipping or reselling as opposed to being a product that's made for a first-time buyer. I'm guessing with Ali, where this is actually a case of the Alibaba stuff is actually coming to you as a premium product.
It should be.
Right.
But one thing I would say, you've got to be aware, I would not buy a high-ticket item on AliExpress. But if you're buying phone covers, if you're buying consumer goods that are, you know, under €100, I would be comfortable enough, and I have done, but I would not buy high-ticket items because, of course, they're, you know, returns and recourse outside of the EU, completely different rules. So we've got to be aware of that.
And presumably as well, because you were mentioned about the customs kicking in over a certain limit, you're probably looking at the lower price products.
You are.
You don't really need that much, but you see it and maybe catches the fancy.
Yeah, exactly. And also what I think it's good for is you'll often see things packaged up. So phone cases, well, I do want a few different colours, or I do have three birthdays to look after. So you can do things like that. The other thing, I suppose, that I would mention in relation to shopping and delivery is it is worth, because Amazon Prime is tremendous, right? And you get that as part of the Amazon Prime service, free delivery stuff you buy. It is worth thinking about because we buy a lot of fashion in this country. And so ASOS made a tremendous impact on the Irish market. So ASOS Premier is available for, at the moment, I think it's €12 a year. And also, we've also seen in the last few days that Boohoo will now be known as Debenhams Group. So Boohoo delivery has been reduced from €20 a year to, I think, 12. So a 50% reduction. So they are absolutely worth thinking about because ASOS Premier in Ireland gives you unlimited next day delivery on orders of more than €25. So that's a really good offer if you are a regular fashion buyer. For them, of course, it means that you've made a commitment and you're likely to buy from them more often. But you should think about things like that if you are a regular fashion buyer.
Okay, I think we'll possibly look at the other options next time we're around. Can I just very quickly, in the minute we've left, just ask about some of the other options to Amazon Prime? Because you've picked a couple of them out here that could potentially come in. And Apple TV, people are probably aware of. But tell me about Mubi or why it's a decent alternative here.
So the reason I like Mubi is, I suppose it's one of those things, it took me years to kind of come across it. Why I love it is kind of the independent, the curated films that they do, and costs about €12 a month. If people subscribe already to Apple TV, you can get it as an add-on, but you can buy it independently. But it's independent, classic and art house films, and they constantly rotate the selection. So if you are a movie fan, it's really good value.
All right.
In addition, I suppose, if you are just looking, say, at Apple TV Plus, and you don't need to be an Apple user to sign up for Apple TV, if you have an LG or a Samsung or other TV makes, you probably have the Apple TV app built in. And that's €10 a month. And of course, you have, the big Apple TV shows, and whilst they don't produce the same volume of content as Netflix do, you tend to get these tremendous shows, critically acclaimed shows like The Morning Show or Severance and things like that. So you get a really good alternative.
Yeah, and they're producing more and more stuff as well. Andy, thanks a million for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word on Today FM.